Welcome to Cabronas y Chingonas, a podcast where we talk about queer and Latinx topics such as
Miss Frizzle being gay. Is that when I come in?
Yeah, it is.
Miss Frizzle from the Magic School Bus being pretty gay. She has very gay earrings and she takes her class on very rainbow-esque expeditions. She just her whole vibe.
Yeah,
you know?
I agree. Yeah. I see it for her.
She wears very rainbowy clothes as well. Some days she'll just have her Laura Dern shorts on.
So aesthetically she's gay, so therefore canonically it's she's canon. Gay. It's fact.
For sure.
Canon.
I don't know what any of that meant, but yes. Yes.
What up, cabrona?
What's poppin', chingona? So today we're doing things a little bit different. Today on the show we have writer, director, actress Alexandra Swarance. What's good?
Hi.
You
guys are very professional. I didn't expect it all of a sudden.
Oh shit.
Right before this they weren't at all, so
yeah, right before this. We're like, oh fuck, what's going on?
mumble yeah. Hello, don't know where I am,
and then they just but turned hi. It on. Hi, how are you?
So today we're gonna do things different, y'all. We want to start it off, we always do a little deep dive on whoever we have on the show. So can you tell us a little bit about where you're from, how you grew up?
Yes.
All your deep, dark secrets, please.
Yes, all
how I grew up. I am from Sacramento, California. I grew up with three siblings and what else? How I grew up. Let's see.
I don't know, like, did you spend your free time, like, making up stories? Did you spend your free time, like, playing with kids? What did you do? There's a lot of literature references in your
work. I definitely spent my time watching a lot of old films, but also running outside. I wore no shoes, which is kind of interesting now that I think about it. I probably looked like a little crazy wild kid out on the street, but I had a lot of fun. And one of the I'm just thinking about the boys that I hung out with back in the day, and their dad really didn't like me, and it's because I didn't wear shoes. And I don't know why I wouldn't put them on. I think I was just like, let's go, let's run, we're ready. But that was me. I played basketball. Yeah, I played with shoes on.
Thank you. Good. That's a good thing. Please. Yeah. No. Foot on concrete isn't like that fun. So yeah.
Yeah. But I was very much just like of the environment. I think I was very much just in a lot of nature, getting in a lot of trouble.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. Well, that kind of like leads to your work later on. But you said you watch a lot of old films. What's your favorite old film from back in the day?
Ooh. Okay. It has to be The Children's Hour or An Affair to Remember.
And did you watch The Children's Hour while you were still a child? Please say no.
I did.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I did.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Is that not good?
No. I mean, it's just a little, it's rough. It's rough for me as an adult.
It's
now.
Heavy. Yeah. I think back in the day, I mean, as a kid, you don't really take things like you do now. It's a little harder as we get older. Back in the day, I was like, man, that's rough. And then you move on. But it's a great film.
It's like those kids that, like, they just go on the roof and then they fall off and then they just, like, dust themselves off and they're good, you know?
Wow. Yeah, just casually, you know, break a bone, break your soul. It's totally fine. Like,
yeah.
Children's Hour, just a light watch, you know?
It made an impression because it's a favorite, but maybe I was.
Why? I have to ask this. Why is it your favorite?
It really struck me when I was young. It just, I don't know. It's kind of very poetic, and I think I just was like, this is different than anything I've ever seen, and it's a brilliant film. No, do you not like it?
No. This is no hate for the movie. I love the movie.
So yeah.
I'm just like, whoa, I can't imagine being 10 and watching that movie and being like, you know what? This is going to change my life.
Yeah.
I'm going to carry this with me. I didn't watch it till much later. Yeah. And even then, like, I have to sit and think about my life after that, because those performances were just like, mwah. The whole story was just like chef's kiss. 5 stars only for that movie. But, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Intense.
yeah. Tell me your favorite film.
My favorite
like old film?
Old film? Oh, shit. This is, we're getting deep and
bring
dark
it on.
Here. Okay.
Bring it on.
That was mine. I don't know.
Oh, God. I'm trying to think of like
classic.
An old.
That's 2000.
It's actually 2000.
That's 2000s. Wow.
2000s.
Like, I think it's literally 2000. Sorry.
No, you're good. You're good. I'm going to like really show my ass right now. I love James Dean.
Ooh.
I'm going to say East of Eden and
film.
Giant.
Wow.
I love Giant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have any old school film favorites?
Dude, I grew up with brothers. I was watching like a bunch of like like really fucked up shit, like Chucky.
Blood in, blood out.
Yeah.
Oh, I have a story about Chucky. My sister was babysitting me when I was I want to say 6 or 7.
She's the baby of the family.
I am the youngest.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And she is vacuuming, and I hear her in the other room, and I'm just watching Chucky, as you do, and she comes in because she hears me laughing my head off, and then she's just like, comes in, and I'm watching this doll being crazy, and she was just like, oh my God, why are you laughing? And yeah, I scared her from that day on, but...
Wait, so you're like my thing. Y'all like horror, like you're just chilling watching Chucky.
No, Chucky is kind of funny.
Oh, okay.
I am bad with horror. I think it's one of those things back in the day, you take things with a grain of salt and you're like, oh, it's easy. Nowadays, I am just like, I watch horror when it's Halloween time and stuff like that because it's fun to do, but I am terrified.
But you're a good
you're
sport,
like
though.
Me.
Yeah, I will watch. Yeah. I will just shudder, cover my ears, close my eyes, rock back and forth kind of thing.
And then talk about it for a week after.
I do. It really stays with me. I watched one last night because I'm into scaring myself right now because it's September and I'm like, you got to get cozy and scare yourself. And it was called Saint Maud and it's still with me right now.
Oh, I've heard of that. And I don't plan on watching that. I'm like, you're braver than me. It's not happening. Wow, Maitha. Like, I feel less alone in this because Maitha loves horror and I'm just like a chicken and I can't do it because I don't even like watching the news because of the same reason is that I'm just like, I'm good. Like, that's the real and the hyper real. I don't need it. It's just it's too much. I'm good. Life is going to happen whether I like it or not.
Yeah.
So was Children's Hour the first time you felt seen? In media?
Oh, that's a really good question. I don't think I ever really thought about that in that way. I think I did understand it more, though, when I was watching it. Mm. I didn't understand the repercussions or anything like that.
Right, right,
but
right.
I don't know if that was the first time. I don't think I thought about it like that.
Is there like significant movie that you saw where you're like for the first time maybe you realize like, oh shit, like that's me, like, or that's my vibe or something?
That's my vibe.
If at all.
Yeah, yeah. If at all. People say no all the time.
Yeah, I'm kind of, I think that pieces of me as a person, you mean?
I guess so, yeah. Or just
I
really
see
relatable.
Myself in so many characters a lot of the time. And growing up I did as well. Even watching The Mask of Zorro or something like that, I saw myself in Zorro,
right.
And I saw myself in Catherine Zeta-Jones' character. I see pieces of me in a lot of things, or maybe that's someone that I would like to be or something like that, but my imagination would just kind of go wild and I'd be like, yeah, this is me now, this is who I want to be, and just walk around in my mask kind of going off. But
This is very actor of you.
Yeah. I mean, didn't we all kind of do that, though, growing up? I think actor and not actor, you were kind of like putting yourself in that, saying you could sword fight after you watch some epic thing in a film.
Yeah, I was Indiana Jones. 100%. Exactly.
I was weirdly like, Catwoman. You know?
Yeah, that's not weird. No. Yeah,
it's not weird. Yeah. Wow, Catwoman. I love that. No, I was watching Spring. I was watching LA web series, and one of my favorites, City of Trees, like hands down one of my top five lesbian Christmas movies.
Thank you.
Honestly, it's better to me than Carol. It's better than Happiest Season.
Oh, that's so nice.
You can ask Maitha. Like, I do not fuck with those movies, and I definitely fuck with yours. So we're not professional here. Obviously, I'm swearing a lot, but I do mean that. Those are really interesting works. But what I did see a common theme between all of your works, to get into them, is that you kind of go back to this idea of, like, this. You go back to things. It's back to this place. Mm. City of Trees, you're going back to this place. LA web series, you're going back to LA with these same characters. And then the same goes with Spring. You know, she's going back to this small town. What's up with that?
Oh, that's really interesting. I've actually never really thought about it. So, maybe that's me trying to remember, get my recollections in order, getting things. I don't know. I'm a big nostalgic human. So I kind of like to revisit things a lot. And yeah, I think that's kind of maybe the through line here, that I just, even though with Spring, I wanted it to be more so we're not coming from a place of looking back on teenagehood and what it was, like a film that Perks of Being a Wallflower or something like that, where they're kind of like already past and kind of looking back and saying really deep thoughts about what it was. But when you're in it, you're just like, there's nothing deep coming out of you. You're just like, I feel this. I feel it right now. My hormones are raging. So yeah, it was kind of a letter to youthhood instead of from it. But I do get what you mean about someone coming back to a place that held memories for them and things like that. That is really interesting. Yeah, I don't know. It's just something that maybe I like to revisit, and just kind of places hold like a big meaning to me in film too. So that's something I always like to play around with. And
I noticed that with LA. You explored LA in a very like real way. Like, you're like, let's go to the LACMA lights, let's go to the, I don't know if they call it the subway there.
The metro.
There was a lot of exploring. Yes, yeah. Like, let's do this exploring together. So like, LA definitely was like a huge, I feel like place is always like a huge thing with your work, because it's always, you're showing the place, it's part of the work, it's part of the characters and their experiences and what they're going through, and I think that's really cool.
Yeah, I think you always get kind of changed by where you are. You adapt somehow to your surroundings. I mean, you have to.
Okay, I see you're getting deep out here. Now, I do want to talk a little about Spring. Can you tell the listeners, since I just kind of jumped in deep dive, because I was like, I need to know this. Yes, yeah, now available where? And tell us a little bit about Spring.
Yeah, it is on Amazon Prime. I am trying to make it available everywhere. That's been a bit of an issue. But it is a story of a girl in her senior year of high school from England. She was originally from this small town. She grew up in England for the most part of her life and then came back to this town, and it kind of held memories that weren't so good for her. So it is just her going through what it is to be a teenager, growing feelings for someone, and kind of just coming to terms with not her sexuality at all, but just with who she is outside of that, outside of her friends that she left behind, outside of I guess you kind of don't know exactly, but she had some hardships in this town. You kind of get through some of the dialogue and stuff like that, and so you kind of just watch her try to find footing in this place that she kind of remembers.
And that's what I really like, because, I mean, what you called it and what it's described as, it's like a coming-of-age story, not a coming-out story. Yeah. So I guess in a way, it's kind of like sci-fi, because, like, everyone's okay with her being gay, right? Like, it's like sci-fi. Being gay is not, like, it's not even an so issue. It's this alternate universe where everyone's cool. Like, she's only getting bullied because she's a burnout genius, but not because of the gay thing, you know? It's...
Yeah, and I think that's true a lot. I don't think I even in my high school, it I guess it wasn't my journey. I didn't really no one really made fun of people for their sexuality.
California, bro.
California. And
sci-fi.
Yeah, basically it was kind of that, but also in my work, I do want to highlight more so just the human connection more than anything else. So, yeah, that's what I kind of feel at the heart level matters. So,
why tell the story? Why tell Spring?
Oh, that's interesting. I started writing that when I was finishing the second season of LA Web Series, and Emma Maddock, the actress in Spring, she had said a kind of a character that she would like to play, and it kind of just interested me. And I always wanted to do something high school, LGBTQ, queer related before I kind of moved on and did other things, just because I never saw anything too interesting to me in the queer section of a high school film. So yeah, it kind of just came about after.
Is there any like films or any kind of literature? There's obviously a lot of literature references in Spring, like there's a lot of Edgar Allan Poe.
Oh my gosh, I love Edgar Allan Poe. See, that is spooky too. I yes. saw some of his short stories put on in a theater growing up. It was a field trip, actually. And it was The Raven and Monkey's Paw and things like that. And that moved me so much growing up. And I actually never really think about it, but then I'm like, oh, I do put it in my work. And it's just kind of subconscious. But big fan, yeah.
Big fan. Yeah, you know, I can see that. No, that was interesting. And I like that, of course, the gays met in their like little English class, English lit class.
Yeah,
they got to talk about poetry. I was like, yeah, we do this. We do this. This is on the nose.
You gotta, yeah, throw a little poetry in there.
Yeah, and I like that. I feel like in Spring, you're kind of showing us instead of telling us the connection between Rose and Tyler. Like they're just connecting, and you're getting to see that. It kind of reminded me of like Mosquito and Mari, like. Just kind of in the way that these two characters were just kind of like bonding and growing together.
I actually really like that film a lot. Yeah.
You have taste. You have excellent taste.
Thank you. I see that. I did see that before I wrote Spring, and I never thought about that in the process, but I do see that now. Yeah. Yeah. I loved that, the exploration of that relationship. And it was just, I mean, they were best friends at the end of the day, but there was obviously more, but
yes.
Yes, we confirmed with the director there was.
Yeah. Yeah, you could see that, but their relationship is just really special. So.
And you said that in talking to Emma that you thought of these characters of Rose and Tyler. Is there any other place you pulled for these characters?
Ooh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I take little bits of people I know. I do that a lot. With Tyler especially, she was actually pretty different than anyone I have played, I think. She just is a little bit shy in who she is. But you can see why, obviously. Her mom puts a lot of pressure on her and things like that. But yeah, every character that is in that is pretty much based off of little bits of people that I know, yeah,
pick up from people.
That's or even in films I've seen or in stuff that I've read or something like that. Yeah, I always kind of like to add a little bit of.
Is there any like film that you referenced for Spring? Or is this just, you know, I mean, like you said, you didn't really see anything like this.
Yeah, there are films that I maybe looked at and want to stay away from.
And there's probably like a shit ton of those movies, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
There's this one film that I'm thinking of that I don't even know the name of it, but I did watch when I was quite young, and it is queer centered, and they do kiss in the school for the first time, and they are just being ridiculed, and things are being thrown at them. What is that film?
Things are being thrown at them.
Yeah, and you're like, is that based off of real life? Maybe. I mean, maybe. In certain places, but.
So you wanted to avoid queer trauma porn, basically. That you see everywhere.
Yeah, I guess in cinema I always want it to be a bit hopeful, even when it's sad. You want to have a little bit of hope for the character.
No, I mean, I see that as a running theme in your movies and your LA web series as well, is that like, although there is like pain, you know, there's loss, there's sick family members there at the same time, or you know, family members that have passed at the same time, you don't really like dig into that, and you're like, no, you're not like digging a nail into that, you know. Instead, you kind of give like the queers joy, which I mean, you're passing the test, because every single one of these are not depressing. No one dies. The men are maybe used more as plot lines, as devices, but and I really fuck with that, you know. Like I do this thing where like, how many white men are there? Let's not name them. Let's not acknowledge them. And no offense, I just do that every time.
Yeah.
But I really love that. I think you have that in your spirit as well. But I respect it that they're just kind of there. You're passing all of these tests. Like the gays are happy, so I'm happy. You know.
You know,
like,
I don't think about that when I'm writing it or doing it. But thank you for saying that. That's nice to hear. Yeah, I definitely think as the trauma comes from, I mean, so many different places growing up and things like that. I don't think we need another traumatic couple being pulled apart and heaviness in that sense. I just,
yeah, we're good on that. Like,
I think we are okay, and we can relate to different trauma.
Yes, yeah, we can move past the we're gay and we're gonna die thing. It's we can be gay and we can be happy, and like, look, we can kiss and like no one dies.
Yay. Yeah, and we can be sad, and that's okay. It doesn't have to be because of the death of a great character or anything like that, you know what I mean?
The L word.
did something happen?
I think she's talking about the original.
Yeah, the OG one, where they kill off Dana, or literally anything we've ever watched, like like 2008. It was
Brokeback Mountain, you know, like,
ooh, Brokeback Mountain. Yeah.
Oh gosh, that film did move me though when I watched it in
movie.
High school.
Ang Lee is a genius, but yeah,
he is. That score, ooh, ooh, my goodness.
I wrote a lot of essays in film school about that.
Really,
film, yeah.
I remember seeing that film with a group of high school friends, and then we saw a different film, and they were confused. It was some romance, and they were just like, why did Brokeback Mountain get Oscar nominations and this one didn't? It was some like Disney love story, and I was just like, that was a piece of art, okay? Did you not see the art in that?
Disney love story over Brokeback. I mean, in my offense, like in my I just recently watched Brokeback Mountain like last year.
Oh yeah.
And it completely broke me, and I understood Micah every second. I was like, wow, I get it now. Like, tears.
Oh gosh, when he's looking at his jean shirt.
Yeah.
And no.
Do you have like a favorite gay movie?
A favorite gay, queer, gay film,
or you know, any kind of media that you didn't make, obviously.
Oh gosh, I do really like Brokeback Mountain. What else do I like? You guys chime in first. Let me think.
Imagine Me and You is my favorite of all time.
That's a great, great one. That one is just a fun time.
I have a Portrait of a Lady on Fire tattoo.
Yeah.
So obviously that
tattoo. Have you ever seen High Art?
Oh yeah, I have.
That's really good, but it's a little trauma. I mean, it has a lot to do with drugs, and it's a bit hard, but I like that.
Whoa,
one.
Yeah, that's, see, you have a, I think you have a theme. You like the darker.
Oh, yeah, movies. I like Gia a lot. I love that film. Gia.
Oh my god. Yeah, there's like a theme with this. Yeah. Okay. Name another terribly sad queer movie.
But it's not sad because of that trauma. It's sad because of different elements.
Not the queer part so much.
Yeah.
Just everything else. Yeah. It's heavy.
Mm hmm.
And Angelina Jolie, 100%. Just stole my heart. And we're in love.
She is just a phenomenal actress. Can't deny.
Yeah, no, for sure.
What else?
I'm trying to think. What other?
I see.
What other gay movies are there?
There's one called City of Trees that I've seen a couple of that.
Oh yeah, that City one's, of that Trees.
I heard they had like a really amazing PA on that. Like, that's just what I heard. I don't know.
Oh my god. Yep, she was the trusty PA. She did a great job. She gave me snacks when I needed them. You did the clapperboard.
Yeah.
I mean, let's talk about City of Trees, though, because Cynthia, I know it's like one of your favorite all-time holiday gay films.
It for sure is. Yeah. I really like what you were doing with that movie, just because I felt like it was a little, it wasn't quite as heavy. It was a little bit lighter, and it gave me a lot of joy, personally. But why make that movie? What did you pull for that?
So that film came about because nostalgia again, honestly, just nostalgia of what the holidays mean to you as you grow older, how you see them as, I guess you do see the stress in them as you are younger too sometimes. But when you get older, it's a whole different situation where you come back to this town and it means something different to everyone where they grew up. But we all have that kind of connectedness in how it evokes something in you. Mm-hmm. And yeah, for the character of Ainsley, I just thought it was really interesting to kind of explore that. And I guess I did use more of a personal perspective for that of, how would that feel? Would that feel good? I mean, every time you go back and you see someone at the grocery store, you're kind of like, do I say hi? Do I hide behind this turkey? Do I?
Representation matters, you know, like,
yeah,
clearly saw myself in that
movie. And you're thinking, you know, do they see you too? It's kind of the other side, because you do see Sophie and what she goes through a little bit too, and she's a little bit more open to this encounter, but she also meant something totally different to Ainsley in high school. So it's kind of just exploring that. I found that, yeah, just kind of interesting to explore just the different dichotomy of who they are now versus who they were back in the day, and their perspectives as they grew.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's the change within someone. It's very internal.
Yeah.
You're expressing it through your art. I see that. Yeah. No, I fuck with it. It's like.
Yeah.
Right there. Was that one kind of based in Sacramento?
Yeah. Yeah. City of Trees.
So it definitely
Sacramento
hit more
is
home.
The City of Trees. Where it was. I think it's called something different now. But it was when I was growing up. And that's what matters. yeah, and that's just a very, it has warm and cozy parts to it, but it also has that, like, I don't know how I feel here, this is kind of weird, but I think you get that when you go home, you're just kind of like, do I fit in? Is there fitting in? What am I saying? I'm this many years older, why am I even thinking about that?
No, yeah, I fuck with that. I mean, I think, like, it perfectly, like, showed the awkwardness of it all. And I think, like, awkwardness in film and in kind of media is kind of hard to, like, catch. And I think you catch that really good.
Oh, Ainsley is awkward.
Exactly. Representation. Yeah. You know it matters.
She is awkward. Yeah, exploring that is just so fun, though. It's wild, though, right? Imagine going home and, like, this head cheerleader girl that you didn't have maybe the best relationship with, but it wasn't the worst or anything, but maybe your friends were kind of a bit not the nicest human beings. So you're still going to have that kind of defense mechanism built in you that's like, wait, do I trust this? But also excitement of like, wait, this is kind of amazing. Let me explore what could happen here.
And so I guess I have another question when it comes to, like, in general, because, like, I just want to know this. Why also act in all of your written things? Mm. Why also direct?
I haven't all of those acted things? In all of them.
Well, that's true. You haven't. You haven't, you know, been the director and everything, but, you know. Why?
I did some short films where I just directed. Mm-hmm. But I think also because I did move to LA to act. I mean, that was kind of my baby, just being able to play all these characters and things like that. But I also wanted to act in things that meant something, not just to me, but where I saw actual people that I recognized and things like that. So maybe a little bit selfish.
I think creating a space for yourself, it's something that we talk about a lot, especially like in the like POC and just generally queer spaces, is like you have to do that because otherwise you're a side character on Netflix or something.
Maybe I don't want to give that character away.
I mean, why not do it if you're like really fucking good at it? Like, sure.
I think honestly it's just like, wait, maybe that's how LA web series really came about, though. I was like, maybe I want to write my own thing and put myself in it because I'm not really seeing myself in anything. I'm not really seeing any characters that I recognize around me. I want to play something that isn't your average what have you character. So that's how I really started just doing any screenwriting at all.
You know, when I was introduced to you, like, you were introduced to me as, like, an actor. Like, you're an actress, and that's what you do. So, like, when we started, you know, hanging out more and talking more, I found out that, like, writing is actually one of your favorite things.
In the world, yeah.
Yeah.
I wrote a journal diary, of course, as far back as I can remember. They're hilarious. I should have brought them. It's just like, I thought I was Harriet the Spy growing up. So it is just like, there's a man at the gas station. He's acting very suspicious. He's pumping his gas with a hat on.
That's amazing.
It was just these random snippets as we would go places, and I'd sit back in my mom's Jeep, and they didn't even know I was doing that, weirdly, but I just liked a good composition notebook. And I was probably just a big creep spying on everyone I saw.
You would be great, though, like, if they needed to call in a witness or something. Like, perfect.
At 7:55, a blue car parked.
I was very kind of a vigilant little one.
It's big chismosa energy, which means like big like nosy energy.
Oh my gosh.
Because like that's how like Latinos are. Like, we're always looking out of our window.
Yeah.
Like,
oh my gosh. Wait, I still do that. We can talk about neighbors if you want to right now.
I love looking outside of your window.
It is good stuff.
It's fun. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. I saw a couple break up. Makeup over the course of 2.5 hours last week, and it was it was good, but they did leave on good terms.
I'm so happy to hear that. Thank you.
She took off and then she stopped right in front of his car, and she was blocking everyone from passing her. And she puts her head just on her car window and stares at him, and then he goes, come on, come over here. So she goes over. And then she puts her head on his car window this time. And then he's like, do you want some gum? I could hear this. I did go outside to walk the dogs at some point. Just so I could get a little closer. And then they did kiss for a while. And she gets back in the car. And it really just went on. She just sat there staring longingly for about 20 more minutes. I don't know how they finally left each other, though. I think I got a little bit bored by the end. But it was
wow.
Yeah, a whole love story right in front of my eyes.
Okay, I fully expect this in the background of something that you make at some point. I just want to see, like, two straight people arguing and breaking up in the background and then getting back together.
Yeah, in the beginning, like, fully. It was charged, though. I heard yelling, and that's why I looked outside. And then, yeah.
That's amazing. Wow. That's like those TikToks where people are, like, nosy about their neighbors. So they go outside and they start, like, dusting the tree.
Oh, gosh, they do.
Like, pretend to mop, like, the sidewalk.
Do they actually film them?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. It's so
iron
stupid.
The wall.
That is so funny. That is hilarious.
I love this energy. That is Big Chismosa energy. I love it. That's a compliment from us to you.
It is. Like, that's, you know, that's all our family.
Also, I mean, that makes for a good, like, a good writer. You're a good observer. You're paying attention, taking notes, and you're filing this away for later. So this is perfect. This is what.
Or I write so I can observe, you know.
Oh, also that. Okay. But, you know, you say you've been writing to observe. Do you feel the same about directing?
Oh, that's interesting. I do. I didn't ever think of myself as, oh, I'm a director. This is who I am. I wear this hat. Mm-hmm. But I have grown to absolutely love it. I think it's just really fun to get creative in that way. It's not my favorite of the three, but I do really like it. And it's hard to kind of just let go of something you've done, written and are acting in, and then being like, wait, is this vision going to be compromised at all? Is it going to be exactly what I wanted out of it? And so I think it was just kind of the normal next step to look into, how do I do this? What is a over-the-shoulder shot? How do I exactly get that? But, I mean, it's been a huge learning curve, which I really like.
Yeah, I remember, like, you know, I was a PA holding your notes and being like, oh wow, she like really knows exactly the shots that she wants. Like,
yeah,
it was a good learning experience for me. I was looking at it like, oh, maybe one day, like, I'll do this too, even though I don't have a particular interest in it.
I definitely have the whole shot list and things like that, but it is something where like on Spring, I really remember the other actresses who play my friends, who are amazing. They were looking at me like, how are you in a scene, but you're telling that, like, it was just kind of over their heads, and they were like, this is crazy, but very cool. And I was just like, wait, that is kind of a lot to see.
Well, what scene are you just,
oh, I on? Just the one in the, well, there were multiple in the hallway, so
lockers one.
Mm-hmm.
You can see my ass in one of those.
Yeah, it's tune in because
tune
of
in.
Her ass. It was where Emma enters. Oh, we had to time something so precisely.
The crosses, no?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it was that. And I just remember saying, like, bye to my friends and stuff like that. And then I would just be like, no, you come over here. You go over there. You do this.
The blocking was a bitch, basically.
And then the camera would slide past me. I'd duck at one point. And it was just something like that where they were like, oh my God, like, that is anxiety inducing. Like, when you're in it, it is not at all. It's kind of just like an orchestra, kind of just a conductor orchestrating all that. But I do think, oh, does that harm acting in any way? Because you are, obviously.
You're concentrating on more than one thing.
Yeah. So I won't direct everything, I don't think. Mm. But it's been really fun to learn. Yeah.
No, that's awesome. There's like that, this really interesting shot in Spring that I like. It's in the car. She's in the car and there's like this interesting ass lighting in there. I'm trying to remember exactly.
Is it like in a parking lot?
What's happening in that moment? Yeah, I think so. She's just in a, she's alone in the car and there's like these lights going. And it's really interesting lighting, really interesting shots.
Wait, is she stopped or is she driving?
She's completely stopped.
Is it before she's going to Tyler's house for the first time, or is it before she is picking her up from the party?
I think before she picks her up from the party. Mm. I want to say that.
Yeah, I think that was just Grant, the DP. He did a great job capturing Rose's feelings when she was about to enter this party. That she, it was the scene before where we were kind of discussing how she wasn't comfortable going to the party. Mm-hmm. And so getting that Mayday text from Tyler, she's like, okay, I'm going to put on my hat and combat hat and get in there. But I think, yeah, the lights really did capture something where it painted a bit of a story how, I don't know, she was just feeling kind of small and it was something she didn't want to do, but she
powered through.
She gets in there, you know, she gets a girl.
Now, you say acting is your main thing. Why act? I want to know this.
Oh. it's still the same thing going back to The Mask of Zorro, Indiana Jones. It is just that feeling of giving your full attention to something and being in that space and wanting to replay it yourself when you're young and feeling so moved by it. And being, when I found out that you could actually do that and you could be an actor and that wasn't just people in their daily lives being filmed, I was like, okay, this is it. This is what I want to do. Just evoking any emotion out of someone. That's pretty dang cool.
You have those little home videos with like your sisters acting.
They're fucking adorable. Oh my gosh, you know what? I do have my first gay role on
Okay.
I was 11 or 12 and I was going on a date with my friend and my sister filmed it and I'm supposed to be very into working out. And I'm just asking her to feel my guns the whole time. That's how
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds like me when I do one push-up.
Yeah, feel my guns. You do say that.
I do that a lot. Yeah, it's very me.
But that's how I interpreted it. When
I was love it.
Growing up, yeah.
At the first chance, you turn into a muscle gay. Love it. Yeah.
yeah, I guess that's where it went. And that's my cool. friend was wearing these fake teeth and she could not keep them in her mouth, so they kept falling out. She was just like cracking up the whole time. It was really good.
And muscles. Wow, you have to like remake this. I would love to watch this. This sounds interesting.
You have to watch the original first.
Yeah, okay. The OG version only. Yeah. I understand.
Remakes are always like not as good, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's true.
You lose the magic of the teeth falling, you know, the muscles.
Yeah.
It's imperfect. Yeah, I understand.
You have to be in it with me this time.
Yeah. Okay. Deal. I'll be the teeth. Yeah.
You'll be the teeth.
I think you could pull it off, Cynthia. You're pretty short. I feel like people will believe
it. Yeah. I'm small. You know, I can just keep falling down. It'll be no problem. But yeah. No. So that's interesting. Like, do you feel... I don't know. I always think that's interesting about actors is that they can kind of like... turn, what is it like, do you like turn into this person? I mean not everyone's a method actor, but are you?
I think everyone has a little bit of a method actor in them. We all have our own method to how we approach characters. You have to. And so I think that we we all have our own little madness that we have to get into before we step into something. So, I mean, I don't follow one specifically, but I definitely put five or six together and then make a little present, and that's the method there.
A little smorgasbord.
Yeah, it's a charcuterie board.
It's a charcuterie board of acting.
Oh, Lord, that's funny. No, yeah, but I mean, you know, all people can, like, put on a mask, but not all people can really get into that feeling, you know, that, like,
actually, not transform. All people can put on a mask, according to
Oh, that's true. That's
Orange
true.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to go there.
Oh, God. Yeah. No one in the state of Texas, you mean?
Oh, really? Is about yeah. there. See, oh, yes. I think we're in this bubble because we're in Southern California.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But I do watch some news, and I do say that's an issue in some places.
Literally, no. Alexander Swarren says, mask
wear
up.
Wear a mask, yes.
PSA, wear your mask. It's not that hard. I mean,
it is really not very hard.
It's not.
But unlike acting, which is
unlike acting.
Hard.
Yeah, that seems actually really hard. Me and Maitha, you know, we acted a little.
Yeah, you do dabble.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
I want to put her in my next project too.
Oh my God, I'm very excited for that. Yeah, mostly because
character.
I already know what it is.
Yeah, yeah. It's
Ooh,
a really fun
okay.
character.
This is exciting.
So, she's always saying that, you know, it's making her nervous and stuff. But I see her eyes light up when she played my ex girlfriend.
Oh my God!
In the Fortnite.
Season 1, episode 7. No, just kidding.
Is it really?
I think so. I don't know.
Yeah, plug
no,
that.
I mean,
Let's
I also acted in Functional season 2. Mm. And with that role, I had time to prepare. And it made all the difference. I actually really, really loved acting.
Yeah.
On that day.
On that day?
Before and after. Oh, on that day. Yeah, because before that, I was a wreck. But during it, I felt like pretty connected with the character and all
that
stuff.
Great.
So, yeah.
What about when you got thrown into it? Was that
When I had 30 minutes to prepare, that was terrifying.
Yeah.
30 minutes to prepare.
Maybe. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. That was fun though.
It was fun.
I got to shoot these
I think we
really
were drinking.
These just terrible eyes at her where I was like, ugh, this girl again.
She was her and like you and your co-star Rachel were being so mean. Even I walked out of frame, but you guys kept talking about me.
She
and
started
crying.
She really got hysterical.
No, no, but I was watching the rest of it, which is them like talking shit about me, which is funny, but it hurt at the moment because I was still that character a little bit.
See, you just get into it. That's a method actor if I did ever see one.
Little Pisces. Oh, my God.
Oh. Pisces moon. Dang.
Oh, you do have a Pisces moon?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
No, she actually has a Pisces rising and
no,
she's...
I'm Pisces moon.
Aquarius rising. You're Aquarius rising.
Yeah, you did my chart.
Oh, my gosh. You want to tell
Aquarius
me
sun.
About my
You're
chart?
Aquarius moon, my bad. What's your chart?
I don't think I am, dude. But
okay, I am a Leo. A Leo sun.
Okay.
I am a Scorpio moon.
Oh Lord, yeah. Okay.
Woo. Oh, okay. Is that a lot to unpack already?
Scorpio moons are like, oh man, that's a hard placement. Just because,
oh,
like,
I
can't. Sorry, I hurt your.
What'd you say?
No, I said Scorpio moon's a hard placement. Do you know the rest of it?
I think I'm a Capricorn
rising.
Rising.
Really?
I know. It doesn't fit.
It's not for you.
Well,
I mean, I don't know. I guess I don't know, right? Like, I'm not that good at astrology.
Maybe
I'm
not.
I don't know. I see the Capricorn
rising. I can look it up.
Y'all
can look it up?
I see the Capricorn rising. Maitha, you are, you're, because you're a Leo sun, you're an Aquarius
you
moon,
had, like,
and
a whole
Pisces
spiel
rising.
About how I was an Aquarius rising.
See, my sister is a Capricorn, and there is nothing that we are similar on. And we always butt heads as kids, so it was something that, yeah, I was like, is that?
Well, like, your rising sign isn't necessarily, it just kind of means it's kind of how you lead your life, which actually makes sense with you, because, like, you're like, yo, there's no space for me, I'm going to create it. It's very Capricorn rising. You're just like, no, I'm going to do it myself. And you embody that energy. Like, you said, fuck it, I'm going to make this series. Fuck it, I'm going to be in it, I'm going to write it, and I'm going to direct it. Let's go. You know, that's very Capricorn rising of you.
Okay.
So, all right. And, there's a lot of, and there's, a lot of feelings. There's always, there's always a lot of, feelings in the Scorpio moon that are kind of hard to express. And a lot of your characters kind of show, trust issues, kind of alienation with other characters. I can see it. Yeah,
I and have that... trust. No trust issues.
No. But, your characters.
No, she's very open.
Your characters do.
That's so funny. Yeah. Maybe I just get it all out in these characters of mine. Yeah.
Yeah, and then the Leo Sun, you're acting. Yeah, it's perfect.
it makes up you.
Yes,
that's what it is.
Maitha, did you look up your chart? I know your chart. I know my friend's chart by heart.
Oh my god, let me try and reach for it. I'm 99% sure. Give me a second.
I'm 99% sure you're Pisces rising, because it's hard to have opposite placements, especially because you're a Leo Sun and Aquarius Moon. Those two,
I can also look up yours.
Completely contrast each other.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they contrast. Oh, yeah, so she's like. There's an internal
Pisces
struggle.
Pisces rising?
Yes, I told you, dude.
My whole identity has been shaken.
And you have a Virgo Venus. I know your placements.
What does a Venus mean?
It's a how you love other people in a relationship. And she hates Virgos, but she's a Virgo Venus, so I think that's interesting.
I don't hate all Virgos.
I know that my producing partner is a Virgo, and
we get along.
One of the best people.
She's amazing.
Virgos are awesome. I mean,
shout out to Mabet.
Yeah, hello, Mabet.
Yeah. So two Leos.
Scorpio Moon Capricorn Rising. Yeah.
Wow.
You. I just looked it up.
Those are kind
I'm
of good.
I'm so upset right now. I was identifying as a Pisces Moon. I'm so sad.
People have a lot to say about my Scorpio and me. So.
I love Scorpio moons, though. Y'all are the best. I have a Taurus moon, so I'm completely different from you, right? But I fuck with Scorpio moons. Y'all are hard. Yeah, but I don't think you are. I think you're in harmony with this Cap rising, and then it depends on all your other placements too, like your Mars and your Venus and your Mercury as well. So I think that's all that plays a part. You know, your Scorpio moon could also not be. You know, that's who you are personally. Who you are in your relationships with people.
This interview was gonna get gayer, but it did.
It did, yeah. We definitely just deep dove into astrology, and I just know your chart by heart, Maitha. See,
that's pretty cool. That's a friend right there. That's a good friend.
She read my chart for me, and I'm awful at this stuff, so it kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
This is interesting. Yeah.
I want to circle back to this upcoming movie though.
Oh.
Because before we have to end this amazing interview.
Okay, it's a holiday film. We are, Olivia and I are...
From City of Trees.
From City of Trees, Olivia Buckle. We are, doing this damn thing again.
Love to see it. I personally love to see it.
And it's such fun.
This is the most rom-com film I've done.
Okay.
Which I'm very excited about because I actually grew up on... a good 90s rom-com. Nora Ephron was everything to me growing up, so watch her documentary if you've never seen it. It's really good. Anyway, it is just
I will.
Yeah, it is fun. It's a very fun one, and I'm excited to work on that.
The gays deserve joy. The gays deserve fun. I'm already super excited for this because I think you really nail joy down in a way that I think It's we don't see it. We don't get to see it. And City of Trees, there was this very specific scene where everyone was just at dinner happy. And I'm just wow, what a concept.
God, that scene. It was so hard to shoot.
Really?
Oh, it was. Yeah, worth the it. Candles and worth things it. Like that were a bit hard.
Y'all did that, though, because I fully felt in that moment. And
there is another one like that this time around, too. So
okay. So
Yeah, I remember.
Okay, I'm excited.
I'm
excited to get the gang back together. Mabet, Olivia, you, and everybody. I think it's going to be a really fun shoot.
Do you know when this will be coming out?
We're going to really try to push it out as soon as we can.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's exciting. Ah, rom-com.
Yeah. I want to watch it.
Yeah, me too.
I want to see your debut as this character.
You're going to see a little more than my ass this time.
Yeah. What? It's oh, I can't give anything away. No,
okay. Yeah. No spoilers. Yes,
oh,
please.
That's funny.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, you, Maite was there for some of my writing sessions. Mm-hmm. She was working on writing another film as well. Mm-hmm. And you got a lot of spoilers of what it is, so
I feel like I know.
Do you want to give everything away?
I feel like I know. I know it all. I'm not gonna give anything away. Okay. I want people to like watch it. I think it's gonna be really good.
That's exciting. And as soon as possible, whenever that comes
like,
out,
so soon, hopefully.
So soon, so yeah. Soon? With so soon, like, can you like guesstimate like 4 months, 3 months, 6
months?
Oh,
that's so dangerous. I like it. Hopefully within, oh gosh,
no,
it's hard to make promises in this yeah. fucking industry.
No, I understand. I understand. Soon.
It doesn't. If it just counted on me, then I'd like to get it out within the next blah blah blah.
I mean, it's a Christmas movie, so if you want to take that as a hint.
Ah, okay, I'll take that as a hint. Okay, that's fine. I'll take it. I'll take what I can get. But yeah, so thanks so much for being on the show.
Oh, thank you guys so much.
Leo Sun, Scorpio Moon, Cat Rising.
This is a long time coming. Like, movie after movie has come out, and I've just been like, oh, I just gotta get on the show.
No, yeah.
And I've wanted to do this, and I've asked her multiple times. She was like, you know what? It's not gonna happen. So whatever. I showed up today and made it happen.
Love it.
Yeah,
love
she
it.
Just showed up at my door and insisted, and then I had to force you to do this. Like, none of this was like, you know, very planned, or we haven't been looking forward to this for an entire month or anything. This just happened today.
It happened today, just off vibes. Just vibes.
Yeah, and it's so nice to meet you finally.
Yes.
I know so much about you.
Oh, I'm scared.
No, all good things.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
perfect.
So it's
that's all I accept. But yeah, no, thanks so much for being on the show.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
No problem. Keep making queer joy. We love it. We need it. It's hard out here. So.
Oh, that's kind of sad that we have to say that at all. But yes,
it's true.
Of course.
It's true. Yeah. But yeah. So, Maite, is there anything else you'd like to?
I'm very grateful for Allie for being here, and I'm very grateful to you, Cynthia, for leading this, because I talk to Allie really, really often, and I was like, I don't have any questions for her, so can you do this for me? So I appreciate.
You're like,
it.
How was your morning today? Was it a good one? What did you eat? Did you eat your normal granola?
How's your basil plant doing? Like, no one wants to hear what I
is your basil to- still. In bad shape, because last time she saw it, it was in bad shape.
It's doing better than mine.
It's doing better. You know.
Wait, you have a basil? Okay, look, basil.
She has an herb garden, basically.
No, yeah. I mean, do you got some sage going?
I have
what do
two
you got
basils.
Back there?
Oh my god, Allie got me sage for my birthday.
I did.
Really? It was cute. Yeah.
Are you
yeah.
growing it? Like, this is. I'm very interested now as a plant guy.
we'll talk off screen.
Okay. Right. Off okay. Screen. Anyways,
we'll talk plants. Because, yeah, plants make the world go round.
Plant trees wear masks. Stay safe.
Yes. All right. I sign off on that.
Oh. So. You don't do much of social media, but I encourage everybody to go on Instagram and follow Violet Wave Productions, her Instagram page, where she'll promote all her stuff.
Yeah. Someone will be on that at some point doing something. So I really do appreciate everything, though. All the comments and the, what else do you call it? The like.
All the social interactions. Also, LA Web Series, we'll link everything on our website, of course, but LA Web Series is on YouTube. Spring is on Amazon Prime, so is City of Trees.
City of Trees is on Amazon Prime.
So, yeah, we'll link all that stuff.
Oh, thank you guys so much for doing that.
Of course.
We got you. But, yeah, so...
And listen to this podcast.
Thank you. Yeah.
Well, you already are.
Yeah. Five stars. Five stars only. Yes.
Keep five listening. Stars. Y'all get five stars.
Oh yeah. What do you rate all of Ellie's work?
Oh
wait.
All of, we always okay. rate stuff on.
Yeah. Okay. Show. All right. So City Cheese.
She rates by pandulces.
Pandulces.
And I
yeah.
rate by cafecitos. How much coffee you need to get through it.
And, oh. It, yeah.
So it's a zero cafecitos.
You do
me,
this in front of people.
Yeah, we're doing it in front of you.
I don't read comments. I don't read.
No, yeah, I'm pretty bold with it. I don't care. I'm yeah. ready. You know, you can throw tomatoes at me. Yeah, five stars
okay,
only.
Okay, I'm prepared. I'm
five. Yeah, prepare tomato. No, five stars only for all of these. We need queer joy. We need stories that don't fall into stereotypes. We deserve stories that don't fall into stereotypes, and they're more than just our pain. So shout out to you. And keep making cool ass shit. So, five panuses.
She's crying. You're gonna have to give her a moment.
Oh.
I'm emotional right now. Yeah, something's going on.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay. But yeah. So yeah, make sure y'all follow, subscribe, rate, review all of Alexandra Sworn's work. And yeah. Everyone else keep supporting, and I'm
are
having
me coffees.
Zero cafecitos.
Yes,
I stayed awake. I will like I'll look away a lot during the things that
is it
like,
because you know me though?
Yeah, because I know you, so I look away a lot. I'm like, oh god, I can't look at this. I can't look at this. I can't look at that.
What scenes are those? Let's talk about that. Let's dissect those really quickly.
The physical intimacy scenes. I can't watch them. It scares me.
That's the best part.
That's the best part.
Come on, get with it.
Anyways, thank you for being on the show. And follow
thank
us
you.
At CYC podcast and all that stuff. We'll link everything we talked about on our website, cabronasychingonas.com.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right, bye y'all.
Bye.
Bye.